I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. 2 years ago, the migrant crisis in the Mediterranean was all over the global headlines. Thousands of people, many of them refugees from the war in Syria, were making desperate attempts to reach Europe. Many of them boarded overcrowded rafts and dinghies in an attempt to cross from Turkey to Greece, often with horrific outcomes. Who can forget the image of the young boy Aylan Kurdi, drowned and washed up on a beach? Eventually, Europe managed to stop the mass crossings, mostly by cutting a deal with Turkey. What you may not realize, though, is that thousands of migrants are still exactly where they were when that deal was struck, in Greece. And now there's been an uptick in new arrivals. The World's Rich Hall has been visiting the camps on the Greek island of Lesbos, and that's where we're reaching him today. Rich, paint a picture of these camps for us. What do they look like, and how permanent have they become?
Well, I was in Moria camp today, which is the largest on Lesbos Island. And this was a camp that was built originally for around 2,000 people. And it now has more than 6,000 people there. So you can kind of imagine what that does to the conditions there. I walked through earlier and it was just so overcrowded. There were kids everywhere. People are living in whatever shelter they can find.
What effect is the overcrowding having on the refugees?
Well, if you talk to any of the aid workers here, they'll tell you it's having a really dramatic effect on people. There's all sorts of health problems, not just physical health, but mental health. I actually went to a children's clinic run by Médecins Sans Frontières just outside the camp earlier, and I met with Gemma Gili, who told me what was going on.
The main things are the obvious, well, we say obvious, but what you'd expect for them living in the conditions they are, which is upper respiratory tract infections, so colds and coughs, upset stomachs, watery diarrhea, because as you're soon going to see, the conditions inside are really disgusting. So, and they're sleeping in such close quarters that they, they're very, very, because they're children and they have a weaker immune system, they're very susceptible to illnesses like that.
Rich, how did things get so bad?
There's a combination of things, really. One is that there's been a huge uptick in the number of people arriving here. People think the migrant crisis ended in 2015, but violence in Iraq and Syria is still going on. We recently had the liberation of Mosul in Iraq and the liberation of Raqqa in Syria, and that has sent another wave of people coming here. I spoke to one aid worker here earlier who told me that around 100 people are arriving every day, and they haven't seen those numbers here for a while. So it's a combination of more people arriving, and that is kind of overwhelming people here. Another reason is that aid groups have been leaving. Because the worst of the migrant crisis has ended, funds are kind of drying up on the island, so not all the aid groups that were here in 2015 are still here. And so it's a combination of those extra numbers coming and aid groups leaving that's causing the conditions here.
I mean, how often are people processed and moved on, and where do they go?
If they're processed, they're moved on to the Greek mainland. It's difficult to know the numbers, really. But the Greek government actually announced today that they will be transferring around 5,000 people from the Greek islands to the mainland to try and alleviate this crisis that's taking place on Lesbos and on the islands here. So that should go some way to alleviate it, but again, I spoke to aid workers here and they were sceptical. They said until we see people actually being moved, we're still going to keep up the pressure.
And if they are moved to the mainland, will they just be moved into another camp waiting for processing?
Yes, yeah, exactly. But the conditions there are significantly better. There's just more space and more resources to deal with it. This is an island. It's really difficult for people to get help here and to get resources here. So that's one of the reasons why it's so bad.
Rich, you're on Lesbos, and when you drive around, is it like an island full of refugees, or is it an island where there's just kind of normal life happening, and then there's this part of the island where there's these thousands and thousands of refugees?
That's a good question. It's both, actually. I was thinking about this earlier. I was driving along one side of the island. It looks like a beautiful, picturesque holiday town, a medieval town with no sign of any trouble or any problems at all. Then you hit an area where the refugee camps are, and the scene completely changes. You start seeing hordes of people everywhere, just people walking down the streets, some people walking to the supermarket, carrying bags, obviously not looking in great condition. So the atmosphere just changes dramatically. And if you go into the main towns and the main port areas here, you'll see lots of refugees and migrants. So It's deceptive sometimes when you're in some parts of the island, but it's definitely, Lesbos has definitely been hugely affected by this crisis, and it's just struggling under the weight of so many people coming to their small island.
the world's Rich Hall, speaking to us from the Greek island of Lesbos. Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Carol.